Sports Zone, Phil Hendry.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And I'm going to try to be a bit more sedate because we were listening to air checks by air check. I mean, we were listening to tapes of the show last night and enjoyed it, especially the appearance by Art Griego, although I don't think Art enjoyed it much.
Well, if Art Griego wants to come on the program, he has to answer some very hard questions. And if he wants to get involved in something as risky and bizarre as roller derby.
Yeah, well, and he didn't want to answer any questions, but it was a very funny segment listening to Art squirm and sweat as we questioned him about Rudy Ganu, whoever he is, who owns a roller derby team or a prospective roller derby team in San Diego called the San Diego Ape. And all we wanted to do...
You tell me that's for real?
That's what I'm telling you, man, because there's a team down there already, an expansion team, in your uncle's Dickman America, called the San Diego Ape. They're going to play next year, and they got a roller derby team called the San Diego Ape? And here is Griego giving me a hard time about the whole... Like, I shouldn't be asking him. But in any event, it was a very funny segment, but I listened to the show jump out last night, at the very beginning of the show, and I come out like I'm doing handfuls of Benzedrine, you know, like I'm...
Yeah, you sound like...
Well, you sound like... I shouldn't say this, but who are the people with the open, oozing sores on their face? Is that meth?
Yeah, that face is a meth.
Yeah, that the face is a meth when you see a person's face ooze.
Oh, God. Well, I don't have that problem, okay? But we're going to try to slow it down and be very more sedate. I mean, more very sedate. Well, whatever the proper grammatical way is of talking the stuff that I do. See?
Yes.
You should do what Mr. Erman like. Did you start out FM?
Yeah.
I started out, well, no, I did. I started out on AM radio, but I did. I worked in FM radio in the 70s, yeah.
Well, I heard tape of people on FM.
They're all talking, yeah.
Yeah, do it. Bud does it good.
Yeah, this the FM DJs, the way they sounded?
Well, I mean...
No, hold on. I got it, okay. Yeah, FM radio, and that was the Beatles, and, oh, man, I think I've taken too much LSD, but anyway...
Bud, they didn't sound like that, okay?
Yeah, they did.
Well, Bud, how the hell do you know? You weren't... Were you alive then?
No.
But I know what FM DJs sounded like in the 70s, because I are one. I mean, I am one. I mean, I was one. And we didn't go, yeah, man, I took too much acid. First of all, even then, you'd get fired for that. But secondly, you know, you have to sound like you got something going on. But we certainly didn't do what we used to call puking, which was, bye, everybody, this is Jimmy Job. You know, we didn't do that. We tried to sound like we were cool, which we were. And we did try to sound as if we were using drugs, but not really, which, no comment. And then we...
Well, are you... So you're saying you did.
I'm not... I said no comment. And then we would try to sound like we knew the bands, and a lot of times you did, and sometimes, most of the time, you didn't, but you still got backstage and bothered them for stuff in their green room, like, may I have one of those celery sticks with the dip? Yeah, man, that's cool. I mean, I don't really care. So, I remember going backstage, as a matter of fact, with my girlfriend when I worked at WSHE in Miami. I was the music director, which was a big AOR station in the 70s. WSHE in Miami was one of the top album rock stations in America in the 70s, and I, Phil Hendry, was the music director. So we got these backstage passes, and...
Well, I know. You don't talk to me as if you're looking at me, Phil, like you're... Explain it to them in your audio. I know. I live the life.
Well, I'm sorry, Margaret.
You know, I had the
You had a back... Did you have a backstage pass, or was you giving them out? Ow!
That, he deserved that.
Watch it, will you, Bud, please? Were you giving him out?
Is that a reference to...
Yes, it was a reference.
Anal.
I said to shut up. In any event...
Oh, God, not again.
In any event, so I went backstage on a number of occasions, and I had my girlfriend with me, and some of these bands are great guys, and some of them, they try to hit on your girlfriend, and you just, what are you going to do? What can you do in the face of that except rely on the loyalty and the love and the affection of your girlfriend to just blow the guy off, right?
Did it work?
Not really. Now, yes, it did, you know.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not just saying that. No, I'm not. Yes, she was a sweet girl. But, yeah, these guys, they tried. And probably if I wasn't there, she might have, but nonetheless.
You're going to tell us which bands?
I'm sorry?
Which bands?
Well, I don't want to comment, because some of those guys may still be alive, albeit much older, albeit in a wheelchair, albeit in a rest home.
I'll be it.
You know, you can be it, because I don't want to be it. Anyway, welcome to the program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. Truth is our bitch. Dunkin' Donuts. And you know, usually we cover items on this show, and we're tending more and more away from hard news, and we are tending more and more toward the sporting news and entertainment news, because we're, you know, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and get on with life and just leave all the horse dung behind. Horse dung, read that as News Talk Radio.
You know, Phil, if News Talk doesn't go away like you say it is going to go away, and it's still here, and you've been saying it's horse dung and this and that, you've made an awful lot of enemies.
Ask me if I care.
Yeah, ask him if he care. Mr. Henry doesn't care. He blazed a trail.
Yeah, let's start with blaze a trail.
He blazed a trail. Is that right? Did you blaze a trail?
I didn't say anything. They did. But this is one story here that I do want to make mention of. And Dan and I were just discussing this. Dunkin' Donuts takes a shot at modifying Obamacare. The company is lobbying the government to narrow the Affordable Care Act's definition of full-time, which would mean fewer employees for it to insure. Now, can you imagine the gall of a place like Dunkin' Donuts? A company that has made this country one of the great harbingers, one of the great collecting areas for fat ass. In other words, America, like any bullpen anywhere, America is a big pen for the fat asses of the world. Now, I love my country. Don't get me wrong. You know, and we're a great country. We're great people. But we got some fat asses around here, man.
Well, speak for yourself, Phil.
You know something? I've lost a lot of weight through my own sheer determination, so I don't think...
That's true, Mr. Gray. You can't tell Mr. Henry on a fat ass.
Would you... Do you mind, Bud? The adults are talking.
Well...
The adults are talking. I'm just saying to you, Phil, that you shouldn't be that harsh.
Well, I am going to be that harsh, and here's the reason why I'm being that harsh. Dunkin' Donuts has got a pair on them, man, to start talking about, why don't you fat slobs at Dunkin' Donuts just insure your employees and shut up? How about that?
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Of all the companies in the world, it should not be saying anything about it. You shouldn't even, not one word should you say at Dunkin' Donuts about insuring your employees for health care. Not a word. Number one, you cats probably make more money than God himself. God probably looks at Dunkin' Donuts and says, man, I wish I had that donut money. Oh, I do.
You think, so in other words, God talks like a wino.
No, God, what?
God talking like he's a...
God's talking like he plays bass for Charlie Musselwhite the way that you've done.
Just hold on for a minute, okay? God's looking at Dunkin' Donuts and he's saying, I've got money, but I ain't got donut money. I got God money, but I do not have Dunkin' Donut money. Now, if I sound like I'm a little bit on the warpath about this, there's some things they're just begging for it, man. They're just asking for it, just like we like to say in the old show. What do we say, Robert?
Man, you really want $300 worth.
Yeah.
That's right. You really want $300 worth, don't you, Dunkin' Donut? Well, you're going to get $300 worth. So you don't have to insure, what is it, man? The bottom line, I'll bet it's the bottom line. Your bottom line is so wide and so broad, you've got a bottom line on you. When we talk about the bottom line at Dunkin' Donuts, we ain't talking money.
Well, so you're talking ass.
You got it.
Speaking of the bottom line, did you see the Kim Kardashian? She's
do you mind? Can I,
Oh, sorry.
So, we'll get to Kim Kardashian's bottom line in a minute. The question of who counts as a full-time worker is coming under fire from Dunkin' Donuts, of all the people with the gall. The sheer guts. Dunkin', and talk about a lousy donut, too. Let's get something straight once and for all, okay? Because I know donuts. Because I used to weigh 300 pounds, so don't tell me. Dunkin' Donuts is lousy. L-O-U-S...
I think it's an E.
E, is it E? Y?
L-O-U.
Look it up, bud.
L-U-S-Y.
Lussy? L-U...
Are you kidding?
L-O-U-S-Y. The donuts over there, man, I wouldn't give those donuts to, I wouldn't give them to my cat, and my cat loves donuts. Cops are beginning to rebel against Dunkin' Donuts. They're saying, we need a quick sugar and carbohydrate fix because we're going off solving some other slob's problems. We're taking all the heat in the world for eating donuts. You know why cops eat donuts? Because it's a quick carbohydrate sugar fix. They can't sit down and suck down a big meal like most of the fat slobs that make fun of cots for eating donuts do.
Cots? You said cots.
Yeah, otherwise it would have been perfect, but you said cots.
Whatever. So even cops don't want to eat that garbage. Now, I know Dunkin' Donuts probably sells a hell of a lot of donuts to people that, you know, are fat asses. Let's face it. But for you guys to start quibbling over the Obama, of all the companies in the world that should not quibble over Obamacare, donut comp, forget it, donut companies, you don't get to do it. Any fast food place, just you know. You know, if you want to give a, you know, say like, I can't afford this, what do you, I have a gym. A gym, yes, we have a gym, we have a wheatgrass bar, all right, okay. And you make a couple of, you know, what do you call that, Margaret?
Well, you make provisions for them.
You do, yeah, make provisions. Then that's fine. But if you have a donut company, if it's, hi, we, you know, and the guy's on the phone and he sounds like he's got a face full of cream cheese, a throat jammed with clam dip, and his stomach is just now absorbing the French cream salmon dish that he just ate.
Yeah, and meanwhile, he'll be crapping out a green brick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Crapping out a green brick. That doesn't sound like he's eating very healthy, man.
No, he's not.
If you're, you know, you have no reason to say diddly squat about health care. All right, coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, some sports notes. One of them, the coach of the Buffalo Sabres, 16 years this guy has been fired. 16 years this cat was the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. What kind of a job do you have to do to be the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, any team, to have your job for 16 years? Do you have to win a whole lot of games? You got to win Stanley Cups? Let's find out. And then we have a story here. It's a non-sporting story, but it's still interesting. Bob Beckel had to apologize for some rape comment. This is, you know, this is how the worm is turning these days. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876 Feel.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. I had a friend of mine back east, and she said, "Now, what? She's, you know, 3 hours ahead." And she says, "I want to get this schedule of yours, so I don't know what's." I said, "Well, first of all, you got to get more sleep because you can figure the clock out better."
You didn't say that.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said, "All right, we're 3 hours." What is it with some people? I'm not saying her necessarily, but there's some people that can't figure out this time. The time change is this: 3 hours behind. On the West Coast, East Coast. So we go on the air at 10, 1 o'clock, East Coast. We go off the air at 1, 4 o'clock, East Coast. I usually hit the sack about 4 a.m., 7 a.m., East Coast. I usually wake up around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That would be 4 p.m., East Coast.
Well, who is keeping track of your schedule that she needs to know this?
Just, it's the friend of mine. And, and I'm not saying that she's slow. That's not the point. What I'm saying is that a lot of people, all right, what are you? I'm on the West Coast. We're 3 hours Pacific time. Figure it out, you know.
Well, you gotta get a yell at them.
No, I don't yell at them, man, but I will tell you, I've got the same level of patience for them as I do for Dunkin' Donuts, which is essentially Dunkin' Donuts of all the companies in the world that is going to complain about Obamacare and how much you got to spend for insuring your employees for health. You fat slobs, just get it done. Okay, squeeze your ass out the door one fine afternoon. Go to your insurance agent, squeeze your ass through the door there. Sit your big ass down in the three chairs that he provides. Sit down and figure out exactly how much you want to pay for health insurance. Make sure everybody's covered. Pick your big ass up. Maybe he'll have to bring in a winch. Squeeze your ass out the door. Put your ass into your four-wheel drive huge excursion, which you need just to support your ass with the mid, you know, axle being strong. Then drive.
I think that's very, very, it's at its fattest. It is.
What do you mean fattest?
What's fattest?
It is anti, in other words, it is largest, it is a size, it's sizest. I don't know what it is.
It's sizest? What is that?
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Are you saying it's fat, so I'm being prejudiced?
It's racist against fat. I know it's not a race, Phil. I know. I've heard your lecture. But it is a fat racism.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's like it's fat racism.
Fat racism. There's...
Mr. Evans, it's not... You know, I grew up with racism.
I know you did, Robert. You're black. But now you're talking about fat. That's different. Somebody can do something about it.
Yeah, but what are you going to... You got to call it something. Call it anti-fat Semiticism.
Yes, it's not Semiticism. It's anti-fat Semitism.
Oh, would you stop?
I beg your pardon.
Margaret, what do you mean anti-fat Semitism? I can make fun of people who are fat. Let me tell you something. I've given the speech. You're right. Let me get on the phone here. We got a couple of calls. Then we're going to get to... the Lindy Ruff story out of Buffalo. Here is Ron in, he's in Denver. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. I love your program every night. I wanted to comment on the Dunkin' Donuts, if I could.
Go ahead.
Phil, we've got a pastry shop here in Denver. We have 12 employees, and it is a franchise for one of the, not the biggest, it's not the Dunkin' Donuts that isn't a franchise for Krispy Kreme. I heard you talking about them.
Yeah.
It's a smaller chain, but we do own. We have the franchisee right, I should say, to profit and sharing the name. Now, I've got 12 employees, and it's a small company, and we work here many hours a day. It's a ma-and-pa, and now they're telling me that I've got to afford health insurance as a small businessman. For my employees, and it's a strain on my company. It's a strain on our assets.
Well, I don't want to get into how much money you have to pay or how much money you make, but do you have a successful business?
We have a decent business. It's not the best business. I think when you are talking about the pastry, the donut business, the cakes, the confection business, you're talking about a business that is a longstanding American tradition.
But my question is, are you making money?
Well, I wanted to finish my point. I'll answer your question.
Can you just answer, are you making money?
Well, of course we're making money.
Let me just jump in. I'm sorry. Your name is Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Ron, I'm sorry. This is Margaret. So you make money. Do you make enough money to afford health insurance?
No, I'm trying to tell the host here, Mr. Henry. No, we don't, really. We are a company... that is carrying on a tradition, I think, an American tradition. Do we make enough money to afford health insurance? No, we do not.
When I talk about, if you don't mind me interrupting, when I talk about affording health insurance, you're a donut company, okay?
Well, you're spitting that phrase out, Phil, like it's poison.
I think there's something, Ron. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right, but I would like to get my point out.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, what were you going to say?
She's asking me. I don't want to interrupt Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, what I was going to say, Phil, our company has 12 employees. We make donuts. We make donuts. We make cookies. We've got a small assortment of candies. We have a confectioning operation as well.
Now, when you say confectioning, Bud, what did you want?
What's confectioning?
Well, that's a candy-making process, and that's what we do. And we have a limited employees, Phil. Now, this is money that we make. It's very hard-earned money. And I care about my employees. Make no mistake, I care very much about my employees. But it's my money, I'm a businessman.
Well, wait, you're not answering my question. See, here's the thing. You're not in a business, if you don't mind me saying, Ron, you're not in a business that is encouraging health, you know?
Well, but it is a longstanding American tradition of donuts and cookies and candy.
I understand that, sir, but we're in a period now where everybody's talking about health insurance. How do we afford it? You have a company, and I'm not singling you out. I mentioned Dunkin' Donuts, companies like this. Well, you guys are not exactly in a business of encouraging good health, and you're complaining about having to pay for health insurance, and you're saying that you can't afford it.
I think what you're doing is you're punishing me.
Tell me, can you hang on, Ron?
What's that?
Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ron he owns a donut shop in Denver. We're talking about Dunkin' Donuts and how they don't want to pay health insurance. And, excuse me, but you guys make donuts and you're not exactly, you know, in the business of encouraging good health. The least you could do is, you know, pay health insurance for the fat little employees that you have.
You don't know that they're fat, Phil. I think that's very offensive.
Well,
yeah, you pretty much figure it is.
No, you do not.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk more about it. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Another thing is, too, but I've got 12 employees, and we do the very best we can with the money.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, hold on. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got a lot of news to get to, but we do have a gentleman, one of our callers from Denver, a listener who has a donut shop in Denver and is in. You said the Denver or in the suburbs?
Oh no, we are in Shoshone, Phil, outside of Denver. But we've been in business for a couple of decades now and started the business. I took it over from a brother of mine who passed on. But it's a successful enterprise.
All right. Now you just said it's a successful enterprise.
Yes. But it's not so successful that I can afford to cover all of these employees with this Obamacare, which is ruinous to American business. And I don't think it's good for the American people.
When you say it's ruinous for American business and not good for the American people, do you at all see the irony in that running a donut shop? And
let me put it to you this way. I think you've got a lot of people listening to your program right now, and I know there's a lot of people in my neck of the woods here listening to you tonight, Phil. And I don't think there's anybody you're really winning favors with. Everyone knows that Obamacare is ruinous.
No, but my question is this: as a donut shop owner,
I understand I'm a donut shop owner, but I'm making a product the American people want.
I know the American people want donuts. I get that the American people want donuts. But the fact is, donuts are a ruinous thing for health.
Oh, hold on. You're talking about my business now. Hold on, all right? That's not exactly true.
Well, come on. Look, donuts for me, for a guy like me, are bad for me.
No, donuts are not bad for you. Your own inability to control the consumption of the donut.
Let me ask you something, sir, with all due respect. You say you've got a profitable business, but you can't afford health insurance for employees. Obamacare is going to ruin your business. Exactly what are you saying, then? That your business is successful, but not successful enough to...
That is exactly what I'm saying. We are a successful business.
What would you be giving up if you insured your employees?
Well, I think that we'd have to... There's no question that if we insured all of our employees, you're talking about a very significant downgrade in the kinds of services and again, the kind of lifestyle. My wife and I started a business here 20 years ago, Phil, a little bit over 20 years. That has become very, very lucrative and, successful. But you're asking me to change an entire way of living. That includes children that I was able to put through school. It includes a wife that I was able to shepherd through some terrible health problems of her own.
Your wife had health problems.
Yes, sir, she did.
Could you mind me asking what they were?
I honestly do mind, because that's not really part. That's not essential to the point. The point is,
were they related to fat or?
That's not the point. The point is that it's my business, it's my family, and I pay for what I want. If I've got to insure these others in my company, who work in the shop with me, the donut shop, then I am taking funds and money away from myself and the people in my life, and so it goes.
All right, so you'd have to take money away from health care for your wife and for your kin, for other people, because your wife had health problems. You don't want to tell me why.
Well, Phil, I think you need to let that... Excuse me for a minute. Ron, this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret.
Phil's asking a very personal question, I understand, but I would just want to follow up. Did your wife have health problems relative to her weight, I think is what he's asking, and the reason is because You have a donut shop. This is what Phil was on the warpath about earlier.
Well, we heard Phil on the warpath, and that was very unfair of him.
Well, you may be unfair, but I'm just asking, if you're a donut shop owner and you are contributing, you know, to, I think...
Please don't say we're not contributing to the ill health of anybody. If people come in and want to eat a donut, I have a right to take the profits from my company and to, if my wife needs the band surgery or if she needs gastric bypass...
So it was her weight.
I didn't say it was her weight. I said if...
Well, if she happened to need gastric bypass, I'm going to just assume that it was your wife's weight.
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm going to assume that it was her weight, and you own a donut shop, and your wife put on weight, and your employees are at risk for, whatever problems they may have. They have no health coverage, and you don't feel the least bit guilty about that.
No, I do not feel guilty about it, and I'm taking exception to the tone here. If my wife had gastric bypass... whose business is that of yours?
Well, the business is this. You don't want to afford health insurance because your wife needed to take a few, hundred pounds off.
Wait, whoa, hold on. For just a minute.
He didn't say take a few hundred pounds off.
Yeah, I feel you have to be a little bit more sensitive.
Well, I mean, if I've got to be sensitive to your wife having gastric bypass surgery, I'm just asking why it is you will not pay for health insurance. You're coming up with a little old poor me act here about the fact that, you can't afford it. Then you tell me that your business is really lucrative.
My business is limping along, all right?
And a minute ago, it was really lucrative.
It is lucrative. It is a very lucrative business, Mr. Henry. Yes, it is. But not if I've got to... I just wish you were a businessman. If you're not a businessman, you can't possibly understand what I'm going up against here. And I will tell you this. You've got a lot of people out here that don't agree with you. America believes Obamacare is ruinous. If I want to run a donut shop, I'll run a donut shop. That's no one's concern. And it certainly isn't Barack Obama's concern. And if I don't want to afford to pay health insurance... I don't care if my employees are eating donuts. That's between me and them.
Are your employees overweight? I mean, look, you know as well as I do.
Well, I'm not going to comment on my employees overweight.
They work in a donut shop, okay? And I'm sure that they get free donuts?
No, they don't. No, they do not. They've got to pay for every donut they eat. And believe me when I tell you, they pay for every single donut they steal, and there has been theft.
All I'm saying is donuts are not the best thing for one's health. And,
well, what do? You have no comment on that.
You are making everybody pay for it?
Yeah, they got to pay for the donut.
They have to pay for every donut because there's been donut theft to the tune of thousands of dollars a month at some points. So I just got to tell you, Phil, you are way off base on this.
Well, all right, Ron. I don't know what to tell you. But I think it's a sad, sad situation where a donut shop is complaining about paying for health care. And your wife had gastric bypass surgery.
Well, I didn't say that she had I said, what if she did?
Okay, well, what if she did?
Yeah, what if she had liposuction?
All right, what if she had liposuction? What if she had fat transfer? What if she had liposuction, fat transfer, gastric bypass, which I'm not saying she did? Does that mean she has to stop eating donuts?
I would think that she would start thinking about it, yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't. She can't eat as many. Because of the gastric bypass. This is all fine and dandy, but for you to bring up the fact that anyone that sells donuts for a living is not allowed to criticize Obamacare, I've got a right to the Constitution of the United States of America, or the freedom of press, or freedom of speech, I should say.
No one's saying you don't have a right. I'm just wondering what the basis is of you complaining about Obamacare, just like Dunkin' Donuts, when you're shoveling fat into people's faces.
I've gotten accustomed to a lifestyle.
Yeah, you've gotten accustomed to a lifestyle. You're going to have your lifestyle. Your employees are going to be fat asses. They won't have health insurance. The people are going to come through the door, eat the big fat stuff that you serve, and life goes on. Thanks a lot, sir.
Well, if you're ever in Denver, Phil, kiss off getting a donut anywhere, because I know every single donut manufacturer. I know every bakery. I know every donut man between here and Salt Lake City. You're dead. You're dead when it comes to getting a donut in this or any.
All right, so that was Ron.
Well, he was threatening you.
Well, that's not much of a threat.
You want me to call security, though?
It's not much of a threat, bud.
Well, he was threatening you.
He didn't. He said, I won't be able to get a donut in Denver.
You won't be able to get a donut in Denver. That, to me, is, while it may not be a big threat, It's quite a broad statement.
Well, who cares if I ever get a donut in Denver? I don't care if I ever get a donut in Denver. I'll bet you money there's a place I'll be able to buy a donut in Denver. There's got to be at least one donut shop in Denver I can get a donut in. Don't worry about it.
Now, the guy said he knows everybody.
Yeah, he said he knows every donut man.
He don't know every donut man, and I don't give a damn. I bet you if I go into a hotel in Denver, if I go into a big-ass hotel in Denver, and I say, where do I get a donut? They'll point me in the direction of the coffee shop in the hotel. I'll get a donut there.
Well, what will the quality be like?
Who cares? God.
Well, don't yell at me, Phil. I heard a man threaten you. You would not...
Margaret, who cares if the guy said to me I'll never get a donut in Denver?
I would.
Well, you might. It's your right to get upset. Not me. Not me. But I'll tell you one... I'm just going to say one more thing, and then we'll move on here to other news. I got to tell you, man. Any donut guy anywhere with a problem with Obamacare, you know, get out of the donut business, you slob. And get into something that... and get into a tighter pair of pants or something.
Yeah. Try to fit into a smaller size.
Yeah, try to fit into a smaller size before you bellyache about donut prices. All right, 877-876-PHIL. By the way, we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Ron and his donut shop.
That'd be a good call.
Anyway, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. You get a backstage pass, watch live streaming video of the show right now, as well as access to our archives, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archive material. We press on. We continue to evolve. The Phil Henry Radio Show doesn't stand still. It just keeps on rolling wherever the hell it's rolling. Maybe down the hill. I don't know. But nonetheless, we are moving ahead. The Bobby Dooley podcast is out. The Daily Phil Henry podcast is out. Our website is there. I mean, we are a multimedia digital fang, baby. We're the digital destroyer. We're the digital
aircraft carrier.
The digital aircraft carrier. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Digital
Truth
aircraft carrier.
Is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
If a man says you can't get a donut, I don't care if I get a donut.
Let me tell you about free speech. All right, anyway, world famous Phil Henry Show. I don't give a damn. I could care less. The reason why news talk radio is dead, and I mean dead, is for an example right there. If Dunkin' Donuts was a sponsor, and maybe they are, I don't know. If Dunkin' Donuts was a sponsor, then somebody would call him and say, Phil Henry was bad-mouthing you. Now, it could be one person, it could be three people, it could be 100 people. That wouldn't matter. Dunkin' Donuts would say, oh, shoot, we can't be on that station, we can't be on that show because that's controversial. I don't blame Dunkin' Donuts. Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
You wouldn't blame Dunkin' Donuts?
No, I'm not going to blame them. I mean, the fact is, my opinion is thus and so. But I'm not against them making a decision for the betterment of their company. I'm not... What am I going to do? I'm going to say, Dunkin' Donuts has canceled their advertising... And that's not right. Why? I'm here. I'm pointing out something about their company. It's a logical step to say, well, I don't want to advertise on a show that's pointing stuff out about my company. That's a logical thing. What is not logical is for any radio station or radio network to expect the kind of talk radio that they think is going to get ratings and then not have advertisers cancel. What's not logical is for you to say, wow, let's get into that talk radio game. That sounds like we'll make lots of money on account of we just heard the Rush Limbaugh show, and he makes a lot of money. Well, Rush makes a lot of money. Why? Because he's a great broadcaster. Now, I understand that that's something that is very difficult for a lot of these clowns to, you know, grasp, but he's a great broadcaster, okay? G. Gordon Liddy is not a great broadcaster. He's a rank amateur. Rush Limbaugh is a great broadcaster. Whereas William Bennett sucks beyond all recognition, see? Well, they're both conservatives. Gee, I wonder why one is great and the other one... Well, because one is a fantastic entertainer, a long-standing broadcaster of note, great chops, great timing. He's a entertainer. And the other guy couldn't find his ass with both hands when it comes to broadcasting, see?
Shut up, bud.
No, he's laughing. It's a funny line.
Find his ass in both hands.
No, shut up, man.
Just don't do that stuff, will you mind, bud? Why is Rush Limbaugh? Why was Rush Limbaugh? If Rush Limbaugh, folks, is right now suffering the collateral damage that the rest of these amateur swine. I'm telling you, man. You know, there's a beautiful. I told you about the Harlan Ellison thing.
Yes, you did, Phil. You told us that Harlan Ellison's very upset because the amateurs make it difficult for the professional writers, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, let me tell you something. The exact same thing is happening in broadcasting. You take a professional like a Limbaugh, and then you usher into the field all of these amateurs, just like the ones I mentioned, and they are amateur. I don't give a damn if they are paying them. They're rank amateur. Mike Huckabee, Fred Thompson. These people were shoved down the throats of the American people and advertisers by broadcasters that should have known better. Now, there isn't any one of those guys, CEOs of major companies, whether it's, you know, you can name the big companies in broadcasting. I'm not going to do it because, you know what? I just ain't going to do it. You can look them up. Those clowns, and when I say clown, I mean it. I capitalize the clowns, those Ringling Brothers clowns that run those companies, shoved down the throats in the waning stages of the once great radio industry, just to make sure that they nailed the coffin tight. They shoved down the throats of the American people, the Mike Huckabees and the Fred Thompsons of the world. And what you got was the following. You got lots of conservative radio, but no chops, no entertainment value. Bill O'Reilly, this is another example. Bill O'Reilly was horrible, horrible on the air. He was horrible on the radio, man. He was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. He was, he just sucked. They shoved down the throats of the American people that garbage and ensured the death of News Talk, because what they did was then those three jackasses got a whole bunch of advertisers in trouble or pissed off or didn't want this or didn't want. Mike Huckabee threw himself in the middle of that Chick-fil-A thing. And finally, advertisers said, well, we've had enough of this. We've had enough. We don't want anything more to do with this garbage. We're getting out while the getting's good. And Limbaugh's still there because Limbaugh's a broadcaster of professional standing. He's an entertainer. And he gets a lot of the collateral damage, too, because these advertisers say, look, I don't even want to be in News Talk.
Well, you're not. So Rush Limbaugh, though, is losing advertisers. Why?
Because all of these people that are getting out of News Talk are getting out of News Talk, not because of Rush Limbaugh. They're getting out of News Talk because of all of the garbage that was put on the air by these companies. And I'm talking about them. I'll name the names again. Huckabee, Thompson, all of these chump change guys. And the people that did it are the jackasses that run these companies. They're ruining the radio business, the very people that are in power today. Now, I won't win any friends saying what I'm saying. I'm not winning any listeners saying what I'm saying. I'm not winning any. There's nobody in radio with the guts to even take a look at this. What these guys are going to do is everything's going over to Sports Talk. They're going to wreck Sports Talk. Watch it happen. I'm telling you, they'll wreck it the way they wreck News Talk. Because they're just too stupid. They're just not bright enough. Now you take some of these jackasses who want to get into comedy radio. Oh, yeah. Guys that never went near it. Guys that were the major proponents of conservative radio. They realize that News Talk is now dead. They helped kill it. Now they're going to get into comedy. They don't know comedy any more than they know how to have sex with their wives.
Would you ask him to shut up?
Bud, come on. Easy. But they're going to go ahead and they're going to get into comedy radio now. So, I guarantee you this, folks, and I won't be around to see it because I'm going to be out of this business. I'm telling you right now, I mean, there's got to be a better way to make. I'm not even making a living in radio. I'm making all my money in digital. But you mark my words, they will destroy sports radio the way they've destroyed News Talk. You mark, because they're not bright enough unless they get these people out of there and they start hiring some other people, man. They've got to get some new executives, and I mean at the top of these companies. They need new blood desperately, desperately. And it won't happen as long as these dumbasses, and I mean they are stupid. God, I'm telling you. Talk radio, wherever it exists, will be a local thing. It will not be a national thing. And on top of that, as they get into sports radio, they'll wreck sports radio. Now, there's one savior, one and only one savior to sports radio, me.
Are you going to do sports?
I can do sports talk as well as anybody. I know sports. I've been going to see sports and watch sports. You don't have to be successful in sports radio. Let me give you a clue here, folks. To be successful in sports radio, you don't have to know batting averages. You just got to know what's interesting to talk about. And batting averages and all that jazz may be one thing, man, but there are bigger issues involved in life than just that, and there are bigger issues involved in sports than that, and that's what I'm going to get into. All right, so you want sports? I'm going to do sports stand on my head. Am I going to do it in radio? Who needs the headache? Am I going to do it on radio stations? Do I need the headache? No, I think what I'm going to do is, we can make our money in digital. We can make our money in live performance. We can make our money in podcasting. We can make our money a million different ways, man. You know, who needs hanging around these guys in the radio business as they continue to maul their way through this industry, wrecking every single format there is, destroying news talk, wrecking sports talk, wrecking music? Who needs it, man? I don't need that. So we'll continue here and try to save things as long as we can. But, the fact is, if you want really funny, you ought to listen to our pre-show, man.
Yeah, the pre-show's good.
Yeah, it's because it's not censored. We got a completely uncensored pre-show here on our radio show that's it's a million-dollar show. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll get into this Lindy Ruff situation in Buffalo. They fired a guy after 16 years. About time. World-famous... I'm just kidding, Mr. Ruff. I'm sure you're, well taken care of. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.